Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Adulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Adulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to adulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. We are doing this episode at a listener's request and plan on doing more episodes related to finance and budgeting in the future, so keep listening. This one's for you, Trin. Building good credit is a crucial thing for young adults to do because it significantly impacts their future financial opportunities. Here's a breakdown of why.
Access to loans and credit. A strong history is essential for obtaining loans for major purchases like cars, homes, or even starting your own business.
Renting an apartment. Many landlords do credit checks before approving residents to live there. A good credit score can increase your chances of securing a desirable apartment.
Lower interest rates. A positive credit score history even translates to lower interest rates on loans and credit cards, saving you significant money over time.
Insurance premiums. Some states, insurance companies use credit scores to determine those premiums. A good credit score can lead to lower insurance costs.
A good credit score can absolutely help you get a better insurance rate.
Employment opportunities. Some employers may check credit reports as part of their background checks. A reasonable credit history can demonstrate financial responsibility.
Even when you're trying to get utilities and services, cell phones, electric companies, they may check your credit before approving a new account. Good credit can help you avoid paying hefty security deposits for these things.
Essentially, establishing good credit early sets a strong financial foundation for young adults, opening doors to various opportunities and helping them achieve their financial goals. Credit is involved in many, many parts of your lives, so it's important that you pay attention to it and get at least a rudimentary understanding of what credit is.
So we're going to start with the basics and explain to you a little bit about how your credit score gets the number that you get, how you get good or bad credit. Credit is like a financial reputation. It's a way for lenders, banks, credit card companies to assess how trustworthy you are when you borrow money.
It's a score that shows how likely you are to pay back what you borrow. And believe me, if you're going for a car loan or you're going for an apartment, they're definitely going to pay attention to that score to see what reliability you have.
Because they're lending you money and they're hoping, you know, that you're going to pay them the interest and that's how they're going to earn money. But they're not going to take a chance on someone that they don't feel can pay it back.
And the higher your score, the more reliable you're thought of as.
Think of it like a financial resume. Just like you're applying for a job, you're applying for a loan. A good credit score helps you get a loan, rent an apartment, even sometimes get hired. And it especially gives you a better interest rate, which is the money that you're going to pay in addition to the money that you borrow.
What is credit? What are the parts and the inner workings of credit? How can I affect them or do better at it, you want to know? The components of credit are payment history, and that's the most important one. It's basically, do you pay your bills on time? It's the biggest factor in your credit score or FICO score, and late payments are like getting a bad grade on an important test. Be very careful about your payment history and make sure you're making your payments on time. If you're using auto pay, make sure that it's going through and that the funds are there. You need to be a responsible adult when it comes to that.
The next is credit utilization. This is how much of your available credit that you're using. If you have a credit card with a $1,000 limit and you're using $900, that's really high utilization. It hurts your score. Try and use a little bit at a time and pay it off in full at the end of the month. It actually helps build your credit score much quicker. Imagine your credit limit is a container. You don't want to fill it all the way up because you won't have room for anything else.
That's very true. And if you're paying your monthly payments every month and your credit score is going up, that's wonderful. Another thing that they look at when it comes to this is the length of your credit history, which puts young adults a little bit behind the eight ball because they can't possibly have a long credit history. But the longer you've been using your credit responsibly, the better it is. It shows the lenders your track records. It takes time to build a good reputation. And I know none of us want to take that time or think it should happen faster, but it definitely takes time.
Right. Someone with a 1 or 2 year history of good payments with their credit card, it won't have as big an effect on your credit score as it will if you've been with that credit card company for 20 years. Be patient. You'll get there.
Another thing that affects it is your types of credit. There's different types of credit out there. School loans, credit cards, even different types of credit cards. So have a mix of credit, like credit cards and loans can be good, but don't open accounts just for the sake of opening them. We definitely did that younger in our married life. We had, you know, Macy's card, Petco card, Firestone card, coffee card, all the cards. You name them, we had them.
And then when we went to buy our house, we were calling our credit unions and our credit card companies and knocking them off and canceling them and closing them because it wasn't good for our credit score to have so many credit cards.
And new credit is also important when you talk about your credit presence. Opening many accounts over a short period can lower your score because it looks like you're desperate for money.
Right. Nobody who's looking at your credit score is going to want to say to you, sure, here's this loan for a tremendous amount of money that we want you to pay back, but you've been scrambling to open cards everywhere and using your credit cards. It looks like you aren't able to pay the bills. That's why you keep opening new cards.
And just on that, back when I was in college 1.0, at our dining hall, every day we would walk in and a new credit card company was there. Not only would you get your credit card pre-approved because you were a college student, you would get free things. And we all know free things are so free that all of us signed up because we needed Tupperware or a hot plate or something else for our dorm rooms until we eventually all had 5 or 6 credit cards. So make sure you're not opening credit just for the sake of opening it.
If you want to rent an apartment, you want to buy a condo, you want to buy a new car, you want things in your life that you're not going to necessarily have the money in your pocket to purchase right that moment, you're going to need good credit.
Right. And you even talk about things that you don't think about that need it. Like sometimes cell phone companies look at your credit just to see if it's worth, because we don't think about it, but we finance those smartphones onto our plans. There is interest involved, and the cell phone companies aren't just going to give away things. They want to make sure you're going to pay back.
You need good credit. Be smart. Bad credit can make a life much more expensive. Just think about it. If you borrow money and you have good credit, and you borrow $100 and the interest rate is 10%, you'll pay $110. If you have bad credit and the interest rate is 30%, that same $100 you borrowed is going to cost you $130.
That's your money. You have to earn that money. So why give that extra $20 in that example to someone else? Do what you can to maintain a good credit history, get a good credit score.
And be smart. Get a secured credit card. That's a credit card where you put the money up front and then you can use that money and it helps build your credit, or become an authorized user on your parents' card if it's okay with them.
And make sure you're paying your bill on time every time. If you have a credit card, our advice is to pay it off every month. But if you end up with a line of credit where you have a recurring monthly payment, and I would not do that with a credit card, but something like a school loan, you can put that on auto pay, and you can discuss this with your parents also. I'm sure that they've got experience with it, to make sure they're paid on time every time.
And try to pay more than the minimum. If you have the ability to maybe not pay off the entire balance, but you have the ability to pay more than the minimum, you're essentially making your credit card balance lower and paying it off quicker.
Check your credit report regularly for errors. And we'll talk more about how to do that, but there's places like Free Credit Report, freecreditscore.com. And you just want to make sure that you're making no extra or blaring errors are on it, or somebody else's things. Another true story Kathy and I have, we were buying our home and going through the financing in the final approval to get our mortgage. What was it, a day before, 2 days before?
2 days before we were supposed to close on our first house.
2 days before, two, not a week, not a month, 2 days before we're supposed to close, my parents, who share our names, bought a car. So we get a call from the bank and we're told our financing has been put on hold because we just bought a car, which affected our credit, obviously.
Right. And we had to prove that it wasn't us, and it changed our closing date. You know, we're supposed to move in 2 days. Our whole house is packed up. Our apartment was packed up to a month later.
Don't fall for quick fix or credit repair scams. What you want to do is not get in that trouble in the first place. If that's the biggest takeaway from this today, is credit cards, although can be used for good, I guess, to get you by, they're a necessary evil. You don't want to get used to using them. It's somebody else's money. So don't fall for quick fix credit repair scams. That damages your credit for years and years and years. You can have stress over that for a decade.
And student loans also build credit. So if you're in college and you've taken out a student loan, make sure you pay them back responsibly. Set up auto payment. Make sure that your payments are being made on time. It's going to actually build your credit score.
Also, I'm going to add to make sure that you are paying attention to those college loans, especially the federal ones. As a parent, I know that my children have gotten information about those loans that we don't necessarily see. So make sure you're communicating with your parents about what's going on with them and what the loans are. And if your parents have taken additional loans on top of your federal loans, talk to them about what's going on with it, because your name is involved in it as well as theirs if they ended up co-signing for you. Communication is part of the key here with student loans.
And create a budget. Manage your money. Avoid debt. Essentially, if you get a credit card and you use it, make sure that you have the money to pay for it. You need to sit down, decide how much money you're bringing in, how much money you can afford to pay on a debt, and how much money you need for daily living. The best way to have a good credit score is not to have too much debt.
We shared some examples of our mess up, what we've learned over the years. As we sit here, we for years have been credit card debt free. We started that trend before we were married. When we got married, we were hanging out and doing all fun young adult things. We didn't stay credit card debt free, and we paid the price for that.
We really did. We were both significantly in debt when we got married, and we wound up spending the first year of our marriage. Our exciting night out was renting a Blockbuster movie. Tells you how old we are.
Blockbuster, for you adults, is a place we used to go to get VHS tapes that had movies on them.
For a year, that was our exciting night out. Every Friday, we would finish work, go up, rent a movie, and sit and watch a movie Friday night. Maybe we'd rent two and get a Saturday out of it, too. We were essentially working and working and working so that we could make bigger and bigger payments so that we could get ourselves out of our debt. And actually, it did take quite a long time. It took us about a year, but in a year, we had paid off all of our debts, and we were looking to buy our first house.
Now, paying off more than the minimum, would you say that's a debt snowball?
That's what I've heard it called.
That's how we have done it successfully in the past. As a slow learner, I'm a guy, everyone. So that wasn't our last encounter with credit card debt. Over the years, I wanted toys, and I wanted them right now. So I bought them on credit, whether it be a motorcycle loan or a credit card loan. I certainly used credit to get the toys, things that I wanted right now to satisfy that instant gratification. What I would tell my younger self is to work harder on the front end and find a way to earn interest on my own money so I'm getting paid interest instead of paying interest.
Right. There are resources out there for you. Once you've established some sort of credit, you can check your credit report. There's annualcreditreport.com. It's free. It gives you your credit report once a year. There's consumerfinance.gov. It's for consumer protection information. There's also Credit Karma and Credit Sesame. They also give you free credit score monitoring. So by using these things that are readily available to you and free, you can be on top of your credit score.
So let's review a little bit. We talked about this magical number called your credit score. We talked about what that credit score is and that it consists of how much you owe, how long you've owed it for, and how reliable you are about making payments. Let's talk about the range of those scores. So if you go into Credit Karma or one of the other ones, we're not obviously affiliated with any of those resources we gave you. We're just sharing them. So you guys got a Google search will get you those and more. So your score typically is between 300 and 850. If you look and your score is in the 300 range, you're going to have problems when you look at things like trying to get a car or an apartment. You want it higher than that. If your score happens to be 850, congratulations, you're beating the pants off me.
Your credit score is a numerical representation of credit worthiness. It influences loan and credit card approvals. So the higher your score, the more likely you are to be approved at a better interest rate for the loan you're looking for.
So how do we build that good credit? We already talked about a bunch of this, but again, I have to stress, pay your bills on time, young people. Start early. It takes time to build credit. Use your credit responsibly. Don't fall for what I did. Yeah, I could use my MasterCard and get those toys right away, but then I'm paying for them for years. So it's definitely worth using credit responsibly.
And keep your credit card balances low. You want to typically keep your credit card limit, like what you owe on your credit card, to about 30% or less of what your limit is. Because that's showing that you're paying your bills responsibly and you're not maxing out your credit cards because you don't have any money.
The other thing is a secured credit card can be used. If you're not able to get approved for a credit card at all, a secured credit card, you'd have to Google them and find ones. Your bank may even have one for you where you put in, say, $500 and that's your credit limit. And then you make those payments every month. It is different than your ATM card. An ATM card, even if you use it as credit, is not building your credit report. So if you're unable to get an unsecured credit card, but you still want to build credit, that's always an option to go for.
Check your credit reports for errors, fraudulent activity. There have definitely been times where we've checked our credit report and we had to call them and say, we don't know who this is or whose account this is. It's not ours and we don't want it affecting our score.
Like we said earlier, my parents buying a car hit our credit. Now, that's a little bit unique in that my parents literally have the same names that we have. We could kind of see where it came from, but we check ours fairly frequently.
You have to understand there are different types of credit. There's revolving credit, which is like a credit card, and there's installment loans. So essentially, a credit card charges you interest on your purchases every month. That can change. They can raise your interest rate. They can lower your interest rate. But essentially, the interest is charged on whatever balance is on your card each and every month. An installment loan is a loan that you take that you have a set interest rate on and a set payment. So every month, your payment doesn't change no matter what your balance is until that loan is paid off.
So you would say an auto loan would be an example of an installment credit loan.
Right. And a credit card is a revolving credit loan.
The other important thing to do is limit your credit applications. We talked already about too many credit cards can get you in trouble. Applying and having too many credit inquiries can also affect you. So you want to plan your credit use, your application time, when you're going for loans. And you can get more in depth into this. There's soft credit checks and hard credit checks. But as young adults, just make sure that you're limiting your credit applications so you don't get too many inquiries showing up on your credit report.
The things that help you improve your credit score. You're going to pay your bills on time. You're going to start building your credit early on. You're going to use your card responsibly. You're going to keep those balances low to about 30% of your limit. You can get a secured credit card, which will build your credit. And because it's secured, it's your money. You can't ever overspend it. There is the ability to become an authorized user on another adult, like your parents' card. I don't recommend that because I think you should do this as an adult independently and get your own stuff. Regularly check your credit reports. Understand the different types of credit and limit your credit applications.
So I'd like to just again review a couple pitfalls here. You want to avoid late payments if you can. I understand it can be very stressful. You can feel like you're not going to make it, you're underwater. If for some reason the choice comes down between you need to eat or get to work or be able to make your credit card, then you might have to call your credit card and make alternate arrangements. But for the most part, you have committed to paying this money back. You must pay it back, even if it means eating ramen instead of steak, to make sure you're making your payments on time.
And if you're stuck to where you can't make a payment, it's not just going to be a week late, but you can't make the payment, contact the credit companies. They will most of the time work with you. Yes, they're there to make their money and earn their interest. They also want to see you continue to make payments. So a lot of times they will work with you. Don't avoid it. Just take care of it.
Don't overstress about it. And many times kids are like, oh, I'll never get anywhere in life. You dug your hole when it comes to some of this stuff. It's important to remember, stop digging, assess where you are, and get yourself out. The credit cards can help. Your parents can probably help you if you talk to them, at least in guiding and helping you with a budget. Another thing to avoid, don't max out your credit cards. If you have credit cards, you got it because you're a young adult and you're going to get yourself a credit rating and you want to someday be able to get a new car. Don't max them out. Use it. What we tell our children to do with them is to use them every couple weeks or so to buy soda, gas, something insignificant, and then to pay it off each month so it shows activity. We advise them not to carry a balance and to pay it off, although I am aware certain children of ours don't listen to that all the time.
Be cautious of quick fix credit repairs. It's a warning. It's a warning for all of you. A lot of these companies make it sound so good. You're in debt. You're gonna call them. You're going to get out of debt. You're going to have one payment. The problem is that it's not good for your credit score. So they may be able to get you off the hook as far as a payment to every single company and give you a combined lower payment, but that negatively impacts every credit card and loan that you combine into that quick fix. It's not good for your credit score. It may be what you need to do financially, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Understand interest rates. If we're talking about credit and credit cards, you're going to be paying a very high interest rate. If we're talking about compound interest that you're earning on savings, you're going to be earning a low to mid interest rate.
Student loans matter. Just remember that making your payments on time, all the time, affects your credit score. It looks great 5 years when you're done with college that your loans have been paid every single month on time. If you can pay more, pay more. Get out from under quicker.
Budgeting is key to success here. You have only so much money coming in, ideally, and you need to think in advance where you're going to spend that money. Don't get to the end of the week with no money left in your pocket and say to yourself, where did it go? Budgeting is the planning process you use to set aside money for these things like payments.
When you apply for credit cards, loans, student loans, car payments, know the terms and conditions. There's always fine print in a loan, and you need to know what is expected of you. So read the fine print.
And one of the elephants in the room, embarrassingly, something I have to admit to, is financial literacy is ongoing. Money is a medium that we use in everything every day, whether it be through credit, cash, ATM. It's this magical elixir that gets us what we want when we go to the stores. And it's really just that, a medium. We all use it. All of us, no matter where you are in the world, you use some sort of money to trade for goods. And we should know more about how the money system works and how interest works and how budgeting works. I was doing research for our budgeting and finance episodes, listening to some resources made for young adults. And guys, I'm learning.
Yeah, we've been doing this a very long time, and we still learned something by listening to somebody else's information. Understanding these essential concepts, young adults can take control of their financial future and build a strong credit foundation, which in the long run of your span of your life is going to be very, very helpful.
We hope that this helped you understand credit a little bit more. And of course, you can always reach out. We'll go further into it, maybe even in an offline conversation with you.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.